This is a News 1130 special report.
Joining us live to explain how Turkey arrived at this point is SFU's foreign affairs expert, Andre Jarolimatos. So first of all, walk us through the history of military coups in Turkey.
Well, right, you know, beginning with 1960, there have been at least four major military coups in Turkey, because the military, you know, sees itself as the guardian of the Turkish state and the guardian of Turkish secularism. So, you know, they've always intervened whenever they believed that a government was not supporting a secular Turkey but was leaning towards an Islamic state. And this has been the case today.
I don't know if there's an answer to this question, but can you gauge who has the support here? Does the military or the government?
It's still very confusing. You know, there are pictures where the people are applauding soldiers, and there are pictures of people where they're booing soldiers. There are pictures of the police arresting soldiers, pictures of the soldiers arresting the police. So the situation is still fairly fluid.
What is it about Turkey's government, so the current government, that many object to?
Well, President Erdogan has become an autocratic leader. He's built himself a billion-dollar palace. He's been eroding civil rights. He's clamped down on journalism. You know, he shut down two newspapers. One, you know, he gave his son control over that newspaper. The other one, he placed it under trusteeship. There have been 14 terrorist attacks in Turkey. He's been kind of playing footsies with ISIS, you know, indirectly. He has been trying to make Turkey into a more Islamic state. He has also, you know, picked on the military. He's arrested over 250 senior officers, and, you know, most of them were tried but found innocent, but a lot of them ended up, you know, losing their jobs.
So if a coup succeeds, what will this mean for Canada and, I guess, as NATO as a whole?
Well, there was an announcement earlier by the military that they uphold all treaties and alliances, so I would imagine nothing would change with respect to Canada and NATO. Things will remain the same, assuming, of course, that the military succeed.
We heard just moments ago, American analysts saying this was largely unexpected, and as these situations are often quite fluid, how long does it take for us to really gauge, you know, what's going to be, you know, permanent from now on, and at what point would the coup be declared successful?
Well, I think by the morning we should have a fairly clear idea who's in charge of Turkey. Right now it's still, as you say, quite fluid.
How much do refugees play a role in this?
None. I mean, you know, Turkey has about 2 million refugees. You know, they've been a burden on the Turkish economy, but, I mean, this is not part of what's going on with the military. It's clearly a clash between a secular military and a more Islamic kind of government that it wants to establish less of a democracy, more of an Islamic regime.
All right, well, we'll have to see what happens. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
You're very welcome.
That's SFU foreign affairs expert Andre Jarolimatos joining us live. And we are continuing to monitor the latest developments underway in Turkey, where a military coup is currently underway. Martial law has been declared.